This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. There are always factors that feel outside of ourselves, external factors that are at play in our creating. I'm at the point in my life where I never blame an external factor for where I am. I just look at how I engage with those. Because I look at myself as an attractor, and that what I look more deeply at how I could change the way I'm operating to attract different external factors. So I never blame the external factors. But for today, I want you to take a look and look at the external things that may have influenced your progress this year. Were there external circumstances, environments, relationships that continued to contribute to you feeling stuck or set back? Why is this so important? Who you spend time around, the environments you choose to go into, the materials that you expose your being to, the TV, the movies, the news, the people, the gossip, the scenarios you take yourself into are important. So they are outside of you, but you are getting choices as to how you engage with them, if you engage with them, how you are being on the inside to attract them, and how you could shift that. There's so much information in what you'd consider things that happen on the outside. I've mentioned this quite a number of times because it doesn't seem like I could be responsible for these things, and I still don't know how I am, but they appear in a pattern for some reason, and I know why, and I'm not going to get into the detail of it today unless you contact me, and we can do it in a workshop sometime if it happens to you. Because of my rules and beliefs, what happened to me over the course of many years is when I would be ready to go to the next level. Someone in my family, namely my parents, my mom, who's not a dependent sort of person, would need my help. The other day, again, right before a very important meeting, my mom called me the minute before the meeting would start. And said she was panicked about some things that she needed. And the person who was coming on the Zoom was late for the Zoom, so it allowed me to make sure it wasn't an emergency and that I could call her back. Everything worked out. My point here is that whatever your rules are or structures or beliefs, your being in the quantum field sets those things up around you, and you get to engage with them. So there's a contrast that I see between my desire to go to the next level, and then it would be pitted against what I would do for my family. And when I look at this with clients, this sort of thing, I can find patterns. And we can look into those patterns and discover what your rules are underneath those and why you are drawing these specific scenarios to you to keep you from the next level. They can be great excuses. What if you chose to be able to handle everything that comes to you and to be able to tend to all of it and still continue towards your vision for your business or your life? Once I decided to do that, those exterior forces would still show up, but I would find them familiar, and I would see how they're correlating with me moving to the next level, and I would look for a resourceful way to satisfy both. And now I don't have that problem anymore. It still pops up, like it popped up right before my meeting, but I was able to resourcefully take care of both things and keep moving on my way and keep tending to my family. I want you to look at the external factors that showed up in last year for you and jot them down and see how you handled those. And then I want you to come up with a different way you could handle those. And again, just like yesterday's coaching, if you don't know how, simply write down what you're experiencing and show up at the next workshop. We'll get some coaching on it. Have a beautiful day.